Hello and welcome to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I am your host, Tyler Avila, joined along with Trent Mast. It is Monday. The weekend is sadly gone. It's that dreaded day to start the week. Anyways, Trent, how was your weekend? Kind of like just flew by, man.
Yeah. Well, Sunday, I slept a lot on Sunday. I was tired from the game on Saturday.
Right.
It was a long day on Saturday, and then I didn't really do anything yesterday except for sit around, really watch some football, play some Xbox, watch some Netflix, go watch my film for my class.
Film was that?
Vertigo. I don't remember who it was by.
Oh, that's a good movie, though.
Yeah, it's my favorite one we've watched so far in the class, that's for sure.
Well, that's good.
Just classes today.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of on a little bit of a high right now. Like, the Dodgers on Saturday, they beat the Brewers. We're in the World Series. I'm a little scared, though. But the one thing that I'm kind of in the dumps about is that upset that Purdue pulled off on Ohio State.
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
All right. I wasn't planning on it. I just wanted to bring that up, that I'm still ticked.
It's pouring salt in the wound, Ty.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, so we'll probably just have two segments for tonight's show. Just let it make this one a quick one. There wasn't much happening. I mean, we had a couple of our teams in action. But to start off tonight, I do want to talk about the cross-country team. They had this past weekend off. They will be back in action this weekend at the HCAC Championships. That will be hosted by Mount St. Joseph at Blue River Park in Shelbyville, Indiana. They don't have times up for when they race, but I would assume the women will start first and the men will follow. That's how it's always been. So good luck to this cross-country team. Hopefully, throughout the week, heading into Friday's show, we'll have either a runner or Coach Yonkno on the show talking about the championship meet on Saturday. Golf, men's golf team, they wrapped up their season at the Anderson University at the HGAC preview. They finished 8th out of 9 teams, which is really good for this men's team since they're still young. Spencer Daniels finished off the weekend with a 174. He shot a 89 on day 1 and an 85 on day 2. Carter Mumbauer also shot a 174 for the weekend. On day one, he shot a 95 and a 79 on day two. So both the freshmen improved really well on day two. Michael Fimiani shot a 180 on the weekend. He shot a 94 on day one and an 86 on day two. Dakota Pratt shot a 182. On day one, he shot a 99 and an 83 on day two. And to round out the top five for the Beavers, Anthony Mungia shot a 95 on day one and an 89 on day two for a 184 total. Those are actually, I mean, from not knowing much about golf, but looking at these, their totals, they're not bad. They're not bad at all. Hopefully, I know that these boys will continue to improve and continue to work on their craft, on their strokes, I guess you can say, since you got to work on that golf stroke and the golf swing. But
their technique, I mean, I've played putt-putt, so I know it's all in the technique when you play putt-putt, so I just assume.
Yeah.
In a full out, just work on that technique, get those scores.
Oh, yeah.
Lower and lower.
No doubt. But, I mean, it looks like it was a great weekend for men's golf for Bluffton. So congratulations on those guys for having a great fall season. Hopefully that leads into an even better spring season. We'll finish off this first segment here to wrap up. Talk about women's soccer. Both the men's and women's soccer teams had a home game on Saturday in the doubleheader, so we'll split the doubleheader. We'll talk about women's now, men when we get back from the break. They hosted Transylvania, and unfortunately, both teams dropped. The women's team unfortunately got shut out by Transy 5-0 on senior day. Not how they wanted to send out the seniors of Taylor Good and Skylar Liming out off of the Sears Complex with a loss, but the score shows otherwise, but they actually played really well. I was out there for the entire game. It's just nothing was going their way. Transy was just, they had too much firepower for Bluffton on a cold and windy Saturday. The Pioneers improved to 11-4-2 and 4-2-1 in the HCAC following the 5-0 victory. Bluffton dropped to 1-13-1 overall and 0-7 in the conference on a day in which the Beavers honored seniors, as I mentioned, Taylor Good and Skylar Liming. The visitors put up a 33-6 advantage in shots, including 17-5 on frame. Transy forced 13 corner kicks to just one for the home team. The Pioneers were whistled for one more foul, 7-6 on the afternoon. Liming paced the Beavers with 3 shots, all on target, while sophomore Abigail Newkirk added 2 attempts for the home team. Sienna Sullivan finished with 12 saves against the Pioneers. Bluffton will finish off their season this entire week. They'll be at Manchester on Wednesday and then at Anderson on Saturday. I was actually talking yesterday at dinner, I think, with a couple people, and it's weird. Both the soccer teams are at Anderson and the football team's at Anderson this weekend.
That is very weird.
Yeah, we got 3 teams going down to Anderson University to play Anderson, and it's, I don't think that's, I mean, it probably has happened before, but I think the last 3 years I've been here, I don't think that's ever been a thing.
I was going to say, we never played anywhere the same time, same place where the football team did last year. I mean, I've only been here for a year.
But. Right. Because I know when we have home games, we can't have home soccer games too because of like a parking situation or whatever. And that's totally understandable.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's totally weird. Yeah, so I mean, unfortunately, the women's soccer team again drops this game 5-0. Hopefully, they can turn things around. They have 2 more games left to hopefully get another win on the year and get that first victory for Coach Gregory and the conference as well. But yeah, when we come back, Trent and I will discuss the men's soccer game from Saturday, a volleyball game from Friday, and what's coming up for the football team. You're listening to the Beaver Dam here on 96.1 The Wit.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy! Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looks... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back here to the Beaver Dam here on 96.1 The Wit. I am your host, Tyler Avila, joined along with my partner in crime, Trent Mast. And we'll finish off this last segment of the show. We'll talk about, as I mentioned, men's soccer, volleyball, and then what's coming up next for football. So, as I mentioned before the break, the women's soccer team had a home game. That meant the men's team had a home game on Saturday as well. They also played Transylvania. Unfortunately, Transy rallied for a 3-2 victory at Bluffton. And again, the funny thing, okay, it's not funny, but the weird thing is, in your guys' game, there was a total of 5 goals combined.
I didn't notice that until you just said it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, like, there's been some times where, like, you guys and the girls have similar scores. Types of games and yeah. Scores. I mean, no one had actually 5, but the total of the outcome equal to 5, and the girls had lost 5-0. So I just thought that was ironic and a little weird. Anyways, back on the subject at hand, but the men's soccer team went up 2-0 after a pair of tallies in minute 38, but Transylvania came back for the 3-2 win on that cold Saturday. Bluffton fell to 2-14 overall and 1-6 in the Heartland Conference, while Transy improved to 7-4-3 and 5-1-1 in the HCAC. Patrick Spillman found Dalton Tanner for his team best 7th goal of the season at the 37:06 mark before Trent Mast, my buddy, connected with Alex Foster less than 30 seconds later for a quick 2-0 lead. The Pioneers cut the deficit in half with 3:39 left to play in the first half and then completely erased it at the 56:39 mark. Jason Murillo found the back of the net 5 minutes later for what proved to be the game winner as Transy denied Bluffton a chance at just its second ever victory over the Pioneers. Wow. Dang,
that's a little more upsetting than...
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But Tanner and Spillman led the Beavers with 2 shots apiece while freshman Hunter Fleck wrapped up 6 saves. Transy posted an 18-6 advantage in shots and 7-4 spread in corner kicks. The visitors were whistled for 3 more fouls, 13-10. You guys will have your last home game this coming Wednesday at the Sears Complex when you guys host Manchester University. They come into town on Wednesday. That will be a 3:30 kickoff, so make sure you guys come out and support. But Trent, I know you're still reeling from that upsetting loss. Kind of walk through a little bit of what led to this comeback for Transy.
Well, we played it really tight. I mean, there was a lot of wind on Saturday. It was cold. Right. It was windy. So we tried to kind of just make it not the most technical game. Just play the ball in the air if we can. Get the wind behind it. Even if it's pushing in, it'll load it up, give you more time to get to it. But I mean, it was really close. We ended up scoring first. I mean, I didn't even see our first goal. Coach was sending me up to the line actually to go in after the throw in, and he was still talking to me. So I was like, turned, had my back to him, and I knew it was a throw in. And I turned back around and I hear everyone's cheering, and I was like, okay, we just scored. And then so I was off. I was getting ready to go in. So I literally got in the game. They played it. We stole it. Someone played me a through ball over the top.
Mm-hmm.
I was going. I had one guy. I beat him. Then 2 more guys came, and I was like, oh, no. So it was like a 3v1. And then I heard Alex. He was behind me calling for a drop. So I just looked up. I passed it to him. He's a lefty. So no one ever expects him to use his right foot. And he just took a touch, used his right foot, just chipped upper 90 over the keeper.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, okay, we're up 2-0. There's not that much time left in the half. If they get one, we're still winning. We can go into halftime with this momentum. I think what killed us was going into halftime. I mean, we were killing it in that first half. We were playing really good D.
Yeah, you guys, basically, it seems like the halftime break killed you because,
we were getting into a momentum.
Yeah, your momentum kind of drained a little bit, and then going back out in the cold after going inside the locker room and then having to re-warm up. And then they just took over from there, and you guys couldn't really figure it out.
I mean, really, those 2 goals within 30 seconds of each other really gave us the momentum. I mean, they had I was in the game, obviously, for their first goal, but it was weird. Hunter went up to save it, and he deflected it, but he only had one arm in the air, and their team was holding his other arm down, so he couldn't get it, but the ref couldn't see that. So no foul was called, so that's how they scored. So
those cheaters.
It was a little that shouldn't have happened, but we weren't down. We were still pushing. I mean, we were still working in that whatever time was left in the first half, and then I think we went in and then we came back out and everyone was just cold, tired. I mean, I think the weather kind of dropped the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think our momentum just died after that first half.
Well, did it rain at all during your guys' game?
Yeah, it was it wasn't a lot, but it was here and there. It would pick up a little bit and then it would just stop, then it would drizzle.
Yeah.
It was just not consistent. So it was just on and off.
That type of weather, I mean, and it sucks that it had to happen during your guys' game. Weather's like that just kills anybody's mood.
Yeah.
You just want to be inside, cozy, by a fire,
just
drinking
in the
hot
warmth.
I
don't know if they can hear, but I'm a little stuffed up, a little sniffly.
Yeah.
Just cold weather does not.
No, and it, like, the cold weather literally, I'm going to use a wrestling reference. It was an RKO out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it literally came out of nowhere.
I mean, I was out there for a little bit for the girls' game before our game because I have to sit the trainer and get wrapped and everything. Yeah. And, like, it was sunny. I mean, it was a little cold, obviously. The wind was blowing, so it was chilly, but, like, the sun was out.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, kind of happy. Like, not happy, but, like, you see the sun, you're like, oh, it's a good
day.
It's
a better, you have a better mood than what it was because you guys had overcast. I mean,
even towards the end of the girls' game when we were back out there and we were starting to do our warm-up.
It, like, got black.
Yeah.
It looked nasty. And I'm surprised we didn't get... Yeah, there was a double rainbow. Actually, it might have been a triple rainbow because the bottom one kind of looked like it had more layers.
I just turned around and I saw two and I was like, I could get a picture of that.
I think my mom did. I can get that and send it to you.
No, Colton McCabe's mom had it and she was like showing me pictures from the game. And I was like, can you send me that? She's like, yeah.
There you go. All right, well, I'm sorry that Saturday didn't go your guys' way. Hopefully, your home finale, that'll be a better day. And then Saturday at Anderson. So good luck to you guys and the rest of the team. Good luck to the women's soccer team as well as they travel to Manchester and to Anderson also. So moving on from men's soccer to volleyball. The volleyball team played Franklin on Friday. They unfortunately dropped this one in four sets. They lost 3-1. They were unable to get untracted as Franklin downed the Beavers in four tight sets. 26-24, 27-25, 21-25, and 25-23. Franklin improved to 10-15 overall and 3-4 in the Heartland Conference, while Bluffton fell out of first place in the HCAC as the Beavers slipped to 13-12 and 5-2 in the conference. Senior Bethany Martini paced the Beavers with 16 kills. She also did the dirty work with 20 digs. Sophomore Remy Bauer rammed home 14 winners. Junior Carly Lesser was efficient out of the middle, knocking down 9 kills against 1 error on just 13 swings for a red-hot 6.15 hitting percentage. Aaron Weisgarber and Jessica Lavelle added 7 and 5 kills, respectively, with just 1 error apiece. Freshman Brooke Clement picked up a team-high 21 digs. Weisgarber and fellow senior Courtney Zimpfer checked in with 14 and 10 digs, respectively, while Rohrbach added 8 pickups. Martini fired 3 aces while Zimpfer and Rohrbach both finished with 2. Lesser and Sarah Heidinger were in on 2 blocks each. Bluffton will be back in the Sommer Center on Wednesday, October 24th for senior night when the Beavers welcome Manchester University at 7 o'clock. So make sure you guys come out and cheer on your Lady Beavers because they need this big one. They need this win in the conference for sure to stay close to the top of the conference. I saw you got hyped there.
I mean,
so Wednesday's going to be a good day because I'm going to go see your final home game. I'm going to go, well, for the season, and then go watch the girls, the volleyball, their final home game. It's just going to be a beautiful day of athletics.
Yeah, for a minute there, I forgot we are home, and I was like, I'm going to miss their senior night. And then I was like, no, wait, we're playing at home, and our games usually last.
If it starts at 3:30, you guys should be
hour
done.
Hour 45, we should be done by 5:45, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So
you have time to shower, eat, go to the Sommer Center.
That's why I got hype. I was like, I could see it.
Well, you got to let me know when you're going. I'll go with you. I'll sit with you.
I usually a lot of the soccer guys go and watch. We usually just sit in a big old group. Sometimes we cheer. Sometimes we just
watch.
Sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah.
More than just like getting all riled up.
Yeah.
I sat in the front row the last game I went to. And that was weird. I never sit in the front row. It was a little scary. Because I know how hard some of those girls can spike.
Oh, yeah. They can smack the crap out of the ball.
And I just know sometimes they spike it and they go to dig it and they don't get it in the right direction and it flies into the stands. And
yeah.
I don't want to get hit in the face.
No, I understand.
I already hit the soccer ball too much. I'm not trying to get a concussion.
No, I get it. We can't afford to have you get a concussion, man.
Oh, no.
I don't think your coach would appreciate that.
Mm-mm.
So anyways, hopefully the volleyball team comes out on top. So moving on from volleyball to football. Football did not have a game this week, but because they were on a bye, but they will be in action this weekend. Like I mentioned before the break, they will also be in Anderson as well. They'll be joining the men's and women's soccer team. They'll be the middle game, if you want to call that, because women will start at 1. Football will start at 1:30. You guys will start at 3:30. So it'll be a great day on Saturday for Bluffton Sports because they'll all be in Anderson. It'll be like a home game, kind of, because like all the Beavers are going to be down in Anderson. I'm actually considering going down there.
It's only like 2.5 hours.
That's the thing. I want to drive and sit in a car for 2.5 hours.
And then sit in the cold.
Yeah, it'll be cold.
At least on the way back, you'll be toasty because you'll have your car heat on.
True.
Unless that doesn't work, then you'll still be cold.
My heat does work. It's the AC that doesn't work. So I'm good there. or I could just sit in my dorm room and watch live streams of each game.
Okay, true. Got me there.
That might be my best option.
To stay warm, yeah.
Yes, and not waste money.
True. It's gas. I'm paying to get in.
Well, I would assume they would let college students get in.
Yeah, I mean, soccer games, I know that I've never been to a soccer game where they've made us pay, like any of our fans pay. But I don't know about football because football draws in.
Right,
more
football,
people.
I know, at least like for our home games, like
it's a couple
if bucks. You show your student ID, you can get in for free. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's your team's home game, but I don't know how it is for the way. But, I mean, they have 3 weeks left of the season. They got Anderson, as I mentioned, this weekend, and then to wrap up the season in November, November 3rd, in 2 weeks, they will be at Franklin. Again, I don't see it being in our favor, unfortunately. I hate to say that because I root for our team in all of these games, but Franklin's just one of the top dogs in the conference, and they've always been a powerhouse.
And it's going to pour some salt into our wounds about this weekend, but maybe we'll pull Purdue on Ohio State and beat Franklin.
That could happen.
It can happen.
It could happen. It could happen. But, I mean, you got to look at it this way, though. Purdue had the home field advantage. We don't heading into Franklin.
Underdogs, baby.
I mean, was it my freshman or sophomore year we went into it was either we went into Franklin or we went into Trine. I know we went into Trine and beat them at Trine, but I can't remember if it was the same year we went into Franklin and upset them there. I do know there was at least 5 or 6 years ago we did upset Franklin, but I swear we upset Franklin since I've been here. I could be wrong. But then the week after that, on November 10th, it's the last home game of the year, last game of the season as well for this Beaver football team. It's Senior Day, and it's against that other purple school, Defiance College. I know I'm trying to work some magic and have a unique broadcast for that day. I'm trying to talk to our radio guy, Dave, about having the possibility. Well, shall I leave him hanging and not tell him what my thought process is for that game, or should I tell him? And
make it suspenseful. Don't tell him.
Okay. All right. So you guys will just have to wait 2 weeks to find out what my surprise is. Sorry about that. We can't spoil everything here on the Beaver Dam.
It's October. It's spooky season. It's got to keep some suspense in there.
You're right. I'll think about it once November hits, because that's the month to be thankful, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not saying I'm not thankful now, but
November,
like Trent said,
Thanksgiving.
Yes.
October, Halloween, spooky season.
There's Trent with the
wisdom.
Yep, Trent's wisdom right there. Oh gosh.
It's horror movie classics all October.
Yeah. And then once November hits, it's Christmas music for 2 months.
That's why I don't listen to the radio until like the week of Christmas. Not that I don't like Christmas music.
I think we will throw some Christmas music
I just don't like listening to Christmas music for that long.
True.
Like after Thanksgiving, okay, but like.
True. It seems like- I am pretty bummed though that Halloween is on a Wednesday and we don't do our Wednesday show anymore because Wednesday is going to be full, like the day of Halloween, that day is going to be full of Halloween music.
Hear me out. We do a show just for Halloween. We can go live. I don't have practice anymore. And we do
we could do that.
Ghost stories.
Well, see, Halloween, I'm trying to get people stuff to come in and record. Like, I want, because what I want to do for Halloween is, sorry guys, I know we're very off topic and we're not talking about sports anymore, but it's about the radio station. Like, I want on the physical day of Halloween, October 31st, that Wednesday, I want a rotation, like, that's what plays throughout the day, the rotation. Like, I want Halloween music. I'm trying to get our voiceover guy who does, you're listening to 96.1 The Wit, who does, like, you're listening to the Beaver Dam here on 96.1 The Wit. To do, like, some, like, happy Halloween from us here at 96.1 The Wit or something like that. But I want people to come in and tell scary stories, and I'll record them, edit them up, and make them sound even spookier than when they tell them, and throw them up on the radio station to play. I think that'd be freaking sweet.
I'll definitely tell a scary story. Like a true scary story, or like a Halloween spooky story?
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be true. It can be like something you'll tell to kids that you're like watching at like a campfire, like to scare the crap out of them.
All right.
So like a fictional
scary story.
Yeah. I think, I mean, we have a lot of great minds here on campus, and I think they're just scared because it's like being on the radio. Like, you don't have to be scared. Like,
scary story.
You want to know a scary story? I was in here when the power went out on Friday. Oh my goodness.
We were at the bowling alley. We were bowling. And so we get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we turn onto the street, all the lights and stuff went out, and I was like, that was cool. But it's really creepy. And then we get back on campus and the lights are still off. It was only off for like five or ten minutes.
Yeah.
But it was just like we parked in like the third row and we were walking all the way up. It was just...
How creepy did campus look?
Oh, wait. No, we didn't park in third row. We pulled up. We were looking for spots and I think someone found one or they just let us out. But either way, we pulled up and it was just pitch black. And I was like, this is really creepy. And like I went right to my room. So like... Because some of my friends live in Hershey, Hershey Annex, but a couple of us were going to my room, and well, at first we were just walking, and then we just started running, which wasn't a good idea because we couldn't see where we were going, and then someone fell, so we stopped running.
Oh, gosh.
And I took a video. I don't know if I saved it, but I was like, this is, like, super creepy because everyone's lights were off, all the street lamps were off, and it's just, like, pitch black walking through campus, and nobody else was outside except for, like, me and... It was Hunter Fleck, and Evan Burden. So it was two other soccer guys. We're just walking to my room, and I was like, this is really creepy. And as soon as we went to, like, put in our key, like, to the door to open it, the lights, like, came back on, and we were like, I think the lights coming back on scared me more than, like, the lights being off, because it was just, like, all of a sudden it was bright again, and I was like...
Dude, I was in here when the lights went out, like, when the power went out. It was... It was scary.
Because I've been
like, I had Courtney in here with me because I'm like, I don't. I would have felt better if I was like in my room knowing like it was like going out. But like being in here, like Founders is creepy as it is. Like at nighttime when I'm in here working and like, it's just sketchy.
I've been in here like after midnight when it all locks. We've been playing basketball or whatever, and like they turn all the lights off and just like walking through the hallways afterwards. It's like.
Oh, bro, Courtney looked out this hallway, and it's like one of those dark, creepy hallways in a scary movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it was that.
Like one of the things says, in a dimly lit hallway.
Yes. I'm like, this is a hallway's not even lit.
At all.
Yeah. Well, anyways, that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us on Friday. Check out our previous podcasts, not only the Beaver Dam, but Smart Money, TikTok. We'll have TikTok on Wednesday, and First Cut with James Hudson. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play The Wit 96.1 Podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluffedandwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Tyler Revilla, joined along with Trent Mass, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll Beeve.